This is Engaging the Community, a monthly conversation with the president of Missouri State University, President Cliff Smart. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning, Scott.
We're going to talk about the long-range plan, which has been under construction, you could say, for the past 9 or so months. Before you get to kind of the latest, tell us, what is the long-range plan for Missouri State?
We have at Missouri State for the last 25 years had a formal process of creating strategic plans with yearly goals. And so our current long-range plan expires June 30th of this year. And so we've spent this year working on strategies for how do we see the university growing, expanding, changing, better serving our students and our community in the next 5 years. And we actually took the year before this to work on a visioning process, to evaluate what are the critical areas that are changing or that we need to make sure we're being appropriately responsive and doing best practices. And so we did a visioning process for a year. We engaged 200 or so of our community members, both internally and externally, to get input. And then we took that work, which boiled down into six subject areas, and we've used those six subject areas to really build out strategic visions and goals in each of those this year. We'll present the final report to the board at our June meeting. So we had a group of 15 or so folks working on academics, and another group of 15 folks working on student experience, and another group on diversity and inclusion, and a fourth group on globalization, a fifth group on infrastructure, and finally a group working on funding. All those groups reached out to get input both inside the campus community and out, and so that resulted in a report. Then we took that report. We had a core group of 12 folks headed by Dean Gloria Galanis, supervised by our provost, by me, our vice president of student affairs, and we continue to seek input. We've done four campus town hall meetings. We've sent this out to various groups. We've met with student groups, faculty, senate. We've met with the Academic Leadership Council. We've met with staff senate, and we've met with the board five or six times to go through this. And so we've had it on our website for anyone to write in. And in my Cliff's Notes, I've encouraged people multiple times to do that. And so we've probably gotten input again from a couple of hundred or more folks this year. We've taken all the comments seriously. And the result of that has been changes as we've gone through. And I think we're about ready to have it in a nice, pretty form and rolled out in June. The last step was putting the metrics together. How are we going to measure if we're making progress? And we presented that group of metrics to the board in May. They had a couple of really good ideas of things we should add, like scholarship discount rate and scholarship effectiveness. And so we're incorporating the board's ideas into the final group of metrics, and we'll have it ready here in the next month.
Obviously, a lot of moving parts here. There's when the final document is approved, there's going to be pages of just guidance for the university over the next 5 years. Can you point to one or two that will be a noticeable difference in how the university guides itself?
My thought is that we really continue to build on the good work of the last 25 years. And so there may not be things that jump out at people and say, oh, aha, that's a great new idea that we haven't done. I don't think that's what you're going to see. But I think what the goal of this document is to drive the decision-making of the university. And so everything important to the university should be in here. Our performance funding measures from the state are part of our metrics. You know, and our goals of increasing or expanding our academic programs, particularly graduate programs, will be in here. And our goals on diversity and globalization will be in here. And we've tried to create one document that everyone can look at and then work to see how they fit into it. And so these strategic goals, every unit in the university will be working within their unit to see how they fit into the goals. That's true of the colleges. That's true of each of the vice presidential units. And funding decisions, resource allocation is going to be based on this document. And how we measure ourselves is going to be based on this document. And so it really is going to be the structure under which the university operates in the next 5 years. And we're excited about that. You know, we've had a visioning guide that was separate from our long-range plan, and the visioning guide talks about what facilities we're going to build. We've worked on those together so that they fit hand in glove. Our performance measures weren't in the last long-range plan. Now they are. So all our metrics are here. Our, you know, how we envision the student experience and retention and graduation goals and our academic experience, all in here. And so, you know, things that don't fit in here aren't going to be a priority. And so the goal is to have one document that encapsulates what the university is, what it wants to be, how we get there, and then everybody works to fit in and be a part of that plan.
And finally, again, a lot of input along the way, but upon final approval, I assume this is just a matter of facilitating to those different organizations, department heads, so that they can carry out that plan as best they can.
That's right. And so if what we've put together is a five-year plan that sits on the shelf and nobody utilizes, we've failed. And so, you know, each college, as they work to set their goals for next year, will begin with this document. You know, how they fit into the diversity section, how they fit into globalization, how they fit into the academic section and the student experience as well as infrastructure. And so this will be the beginning piece for which each college, each unit then works to set up what we're going to do next year. It's not a top-down approach because, you know, centrally we'll say, here are three or four things we're going to emphasize, but everybody then gets to figure out how they plug into that as we work together to advance the university.
President Cliff Smart, thanks for joining us on Engaging the Community.
Thanks, Scott.